Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. It is April the 21st, we believe. Mm-hmm. 2012. New moon in Taurus. We will take a moment to discuss accepted knowledge. Knowledge that has been given the seal of approval by the pundits, by the authorities, by the teachers, by the textbooks. You live in a society, in a culture that has high technologies. And many among you think that these wonders that you see, whether they are iPhones or cell phones or genetic splicing, all of these wonders that you see are not an indication that your scientists have total knowledge. And nothing could be farther from the truth. Many of the technologies that you see, their true physical understanding is really not known by those who build them. They sort of understand it from testings that they've done, but there's a flaw, a great flaw in your knowledge of physical reality. And this flaw is at the heart of what 2012 is all about. When in the histories that you are aware of, when the old dogmatic false knowledge was superseded by newer, more complete knowledge. It did not come without trouble. It did not come without pain, like being birthed. And that is true now. You have been falsely understanding the nature of the universe. And this has not been done without purpose. Because those who would control you, those who would consider themselves your masters, like to keep you in ignorance. But how can they keep you in ignorance and still produce the technologies that are coming out now? And this has been a very tough act for them to pull off, and yet they have done it. They have done it by controlling the institutions of higher learning. They have done it by controlling the institutions of scientific research. They have been controlling it through the religious, dogmatic religious authorities. Everywhere where they can stand in front of you and say, "Don't look here. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Your faith in your God, or your faith in your scientists, or your faith in your government is at stake." And so they have sort of corralled you into a place where you produce wonderful technologies and you don't really even understand them. Something of this kind was done when the Manhattan Project was worked out. There was many groupings that did different things, and none of them knew what their part was towards the bigger whole of building the atomic bomb. That is true now. You have different disciplines, whether they are medicine and physics and science and industrial engineers and whatever. Everyone is so compartmentalized as to not be able to see a connection. They do not see the big picture. And who but your cosmologists have been the backbone of this, with their belief in the Big Bang and their belief in the gravitational forces that control the universe. But you are on the verge of a paradigm shift. You are on the verge of the next big flip of knowledge. Like the judo master, you are going to leverage all of this weight of this opponent and flip it on its back. Because the knowledge is there, the information is there, but it is so compartmentalized that one grouping doesn't know what the other grouping knows. And this is changing. Doors are opening. People are looking into each other's areas of research, areas of interest. And so there is this shifting of knowledge, leveraging what is known with what is false. And when that knowledge becomes part of the bigger group consciousness, many things will begin to change. Many of the detrimental technologies will begin to be seen for their detriment. There's great dangers in these cell towers. There are great dangers in these electric systems that you have built. They are disruptive to your biological systems. But your mainstream science has told you, oh, it can't hurt you. Well, what you are going to learn is that you live in an electric universe, and that all of these electric forces have effects on you. And there are bigger, grander ones that are affecting you. And it is going to be the kind of knowledge that will forever change your point of view, your view of reality. Our vehicle recently came upon some wonderful information in some of his own researches that has led the way for him to make the leap, the jump across the chasm. In much the same way many on the planet will make that leap as well. Because for some it won't be a leap, for some it will be a crossing of a bridge, because the bridges are being built even now. But for others it will be the leaping across. We've said this once before. Imagine there's this big chasm, And you're all on one side of it, wanting to get to the other. But there's one or two among you who are the most courageous, the most energetic. And imagine tying a rope on one of them and with a pulley and just shooting him across, having him fly in the air and grab onto the rock on the other side. And then with the rope that was tied to him, starts to pull more and more and more over until a great rope bridge is built. And then many cross that and start to construct an even stronger bridge. Until the next thing you've got, the biggest suspension bridge you could imagine between the places, and all of the people can now cross this chasm with ease. That is what is occurring. And with this will come a knowledge of how the universe really functions, because that is really at the heart of the lost knowledge. You have been led to believe that you are isolated, that your planet is somehow cut off from other forces. It's why those who dismiss astrology can do it so well. Oh, you cannot imagine how something affects you when it is so far away. Is it so far away? How do they know it's so far away? Oh, they've been watching red shifts. Really? What's going on with these quasar red shifts? Why are they so energetic? And yet they are just as close as the things that you have been marking as being far away. Look into these things. And you will begin to discover what our vehicle has discovered this week. That a lot of the certainties are very uncertain and are absolutely wrong. Your sun is not a nuclear furnace. The stars are not little hydrogen bombs slowly burning. The universe is not something that is like a candle going to go out. The universe is being given energies from a dimension you cannot even perceive. Everything you see is fed from that energy place. And so here you are. You've got some really big astrological things going on, and now it's time to look at them as triggers in electrical circuits. The bringing together of certain circuit elements. And what will that cause? One of the star systems, very closely associated with the ancients, is Sirius. And those who are familiar with Sirius know it is a double star. Sirius A and Sirius B. This is the balanced star system, where the male and the female energies are in balance. It is more the norm than the exception. Many of the companion stars are not visible from your Earth. Many of them that the other star systems have, you cannot see. But because Sirius is so close, you can see it. So where is your companion star? Where was it? Where did it go? why do we speak of a time in your ancient past where there was a more balanced male-female? And why is it that we speak of a time coming forward when the male and the female energies will balance again? We are, of course, speaking of the asteroid belt and the lost planet of Marduk. We are, of course, speaking of Venus and how Venus was brought in to balance a very unbalanced solar system when Marduk was lost. Was it a planet? Or was it a companion star? There's much information about an ancient sky, much different than the sky you have today. More energetic, more alive, with electrical energies. And if you wonder what we are talking about, go watch a video on the auroras, on the northern lights. There was a time the whole sky was like that. How could that be? If these energies come from the sun. But imagine now there are two. A binary solar system. We are not just talking about light. We are talking about energies beyond light. We are talking about the positive and the negative, the yin and the yang of creation, of the universe. When you look at a galaxy, what you are seeing is the mingling of two energies that come and swell into existence, a male and a female, just like the yin and the yang symbol. We say this now because you are moving into this place where the feminine energies are returning. But they're not returning to squash out the male. They are returning to balance out the male. Those who have been in control, those who have been in power, those who have created their religions around this belief that the masculine is the superior, are threatened by this. And justifiably so. But it is not being done to you, it is being done by you. As a people, as an individual, you are seeking balance, a return to some place of stability. And you cannot have that stability in a masculine-only world. You cannot even have procreation in a masculine-only world. And yet now you are seeing the war on women. You are seeing the attack on their freedoms and their rights and their ability to have power, to be equal. Equal pay. Equal medical. Equal ability to make decisions. You are seeing an attack in all directions on this by the power structures that are watching themselves be threatened by this. But they are being threatened by it because they cannot see into the next paradigm. They are so entrenched in the paradigm they are in. They are so attached dogmatically to the paradigm they are in. And they are so afraid of the unknown. But the unknown that is coming is a more correct, true, paradigm. And it will be seen that the ancients knew of this. It will become very obvious that all of these ancient cultures, whether they are Native American or whether they are the ones of South America or of Egypt and Babylon, all over the world, they have been trying to tell you all along. But they were unable to maintain that knowledge against the onslaught of this male domination of energies. Without the balancing of the second sun, it was impossible to maintain the balance on the earth. Imagine you're driving in a car, and the two wheels on the one side of the car disappear. They not only go flat, they're not even there. They fall off the car. What will happen to that car? Will it continue to drive straight and narrow down the road? Or will it careen off to one side? You all know what we are talking about. You've seen it in television shows. You've even seen it. Some of you have even been in cars when this has happened. You cannot, no matter how hard you pull on the wheel, make that car go straight anymore. It's missing half of its wheels. It is unbalanced. There's a drag where there should not be one. And that is what has occurred. And it has caused your culture to go into a spin, which is very much like a car wreck happening in slow motion. Now imagine, miraculously, in the midst of this, the two wheels return. And you can regain control of the spinning car. That is what's coming. And for those of you who have been holding on to the chair and staying strapped in the seats and just hoping, when you see that balance return, you will know what to do. Because it will become obvious what to do. And who will you side with? Who will you listen to? What will you know in your heart? Very similar to what we are describing in the car. You will know balance when it is returned to you. You will know the stability of four wheels under you. It will become something so natural that you will wonder how you were without it. But as a culture, you know you have been without it. Whether it is in energy, whether it is in food production, whether it is in your medical services, all of these are missing something. Your religious beliefs, all of it. And so, do not worry so that you're going to miss something. You'll miss nothing. None of you are going to miss this, unless you check out. Not many of you are planning to do that. You didn't come here for that. No, you came here to be part of the rebalancing and the stabilizing of existence here on earth. And with that, we will depart. It's been our pleasure.